I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. Wisconsin governors have the most sweeping veto powers in the nation over spending measures, allowing them to use the veto pen to tweak language approved by lawmakers. But a conservative organization is looking to scale back those powers. On Monday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case related to alterations Democratic Governor Tony Evers made to the current biennial budget. Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty argued in favor of stripping some of the governor's authority.
This process, which approximates a game of Scrabble, in which the legislature attempts to block creative editing and the governor tries to evade those blocks, is not rooted in its history.
Essenberg says measures Evers took were outside the scope of his partial veto powers and in violation of the separation of powers between the executive branch and the legislature. The complaint stems when Evers took away funds for replacing school buses and instead gave $10 million toward electric vehicle charging stations. Evers also allowed $75 million to be used toward any transportation system rather than the intent that it be used solely for local road construction. Researchers at the Wisconsin Legislative Reference Bureau say governors first received partial veto powers as part of a constitutional amendment in 1930. It was put into place when then-governor, Governor Francis E. McGovern, was frustrated with how committees were drafting too many blanket bills that were hard to determine the wisdom of the appropriation. Over the years, voters have approved amendments scaling back some of the powers. In 1990, they rejected what was known as the Vanna White veto, named after Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White. It allowed governors to omit individual letters, words, and punctuation to create new meanings. And in 2008, voters backed an amendment to block what was called the Frankenstein veto, allowing governors to stitch together parts of two sentences to create a new one. Colin Roth is an assistant state attorney general and the representative for Evers in the case before the state Supreme Court. He argues that Evers was well within his rights.
When the people spoke in 1930, 1990, and 2008, they had a menu of options in front of them. The legislature has had a menu of options in front of it. And they chose the test that we have now.
Justices on the Supreme Court did not make a decision based on Monday's arguments. But conservatives who hold a majority appear to be more inclined to side with Essenberg, who says Evers overstepped his authority. Olivia Richardson, WUWM.